this episode of Raising Caleb. Hey guys, welcome back. Today I have my mom and Drake Box with us. And then we happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
What was your favorite part about Therapy Today? What did you enjoy doing?
Praying. I'm going to pray tomorrow too.
Who was your therapist today?
Miss Tori.
Miss Tori.
And Miss Becca.
And Miss Becca.
Welcome back, guys, to day two of Kaylin's week of intensive therapy here in St. Louis. So, Marsh, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I just want you to tell me what you thought about today. What did you see that was different in Kaylin's therapy today that you didn't see yesterday?
So today's session was pretty cool. We got to try out a new piece of equipment. It's a Bennett trunk support, which basically is like a wetsuit which Kaylin puts on, and that gives him more control of his body and gives him more support so that he was able to walk better with his crutches on different types of surfaces. We also got to do some handwriting with Miss Tori, his OT, on how to form his letters.
That's very interesting. Did you ever realize how the simplest task for somebody like Kaylin and people with a more severe case of cerebral palsy can seem so large, and other people, you know, might take advantage of the fact of being able to write their own name neatly and nicely? Whenever Kaylin can write a good two or three letters, that's a big step for him, and that shows a lot of progress with his therapy. That's something to keep in mind for parents that have the kids with disability, is everything that they do is a large step to their, not necessarily recovery, but treatment to have a more independent lifestyle. One thing that I did today, since I was not able to come back to therapy, which was kind of a bummer, but I made the most of it. I got to, I guess you could say, explore around St. Louis Children's Hospital and just see the different levels and the different floors and how they were built and, you know, laid out. And I went by the gift shop and snooped around a little bit and picked up a couple of things. I'm sure we'll talk about that later. But it was very interesting to, you know, watch all the kids just walk around and see all the smiles on their faces, not just the kids, but the staff. Everybody's really friendly and, you know, very open. And I feel like that's very important for not just a hospital staff, but a children's hospital staff, because, you know, young children don't realize that they're not supposed to be there all the time.
Are waking up? What was unusual?
Oh, I got up at like 20 minutes before we were supposed to leave. This morning I was awoken by a frantic voice and realized it was Marsh telling me we had 20 minutes to leave, but I wasn't worried because I grew up in a household with four women, so I had to learn how to use my bathroom time wisely. And when I say bathroom time, I mean the ability to use, you know, the mirror and the bathroom utensils to get ready in the morning. So I got ready in a good 5 to 10 minutes and I flew down the steps, and we had breakfast and we were able to make it out on time on a pretty good schedule. So, but it's interesting. We were sitting at the table talking about it and she goes, "You had to rush to use the bathroom?" I'm like, "Yeah, I had four women. They take an hour each." So we had to get up really early and not mess around, not joke around, and get our stuff and get out the house.
The other thing that went on today during the 3-hour therapy session was that everything Kaylin used, I mean, that was wiped down, and everyone just seemed to be really on top of wiping surfaces down with Lysol. And the hospital cafeteria is often a place where we can go to grab a snack during lunch, and you were basically served by the person behind the counter serving your food to you. And now we're back home getting our rest on so we can get all fueled up for another day of hard work tomorrow.
I need to go upstairs, guys.
You see what I mean? We need to go and rest to get ready for tomorrow's sessions.
This is Drake Box signing off, and hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow, same time. Be here, and we will come at you with another update with something probably a lot more interesting as the day before and the day before. Y'all have a great day.